Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's one of our favorite times of the week, our opportunity to talk with Mark Grody. We are at the Broad Stop in Kenosha. It's brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaru.com and Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Our segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. And it's brought to you by Four Seasons, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Bears. Hey, Groats.
What up?
Groats.
How many brats have you guys had? Have you had a brat yet, or are you waiting for the post game to have a brat at the Brat Stop?
I got to say, when you asked that, it sounded like how many pots have you smoked? From the 40-year-old virgin.
You did one brat, right?
Yeah, I had one brat. I had a garlic brat with sauerkraut that was absolutely delicious. I assume that I'm going to have a dinner brat before I get out of here because that's how it works. Shane, have you had brats? Have you had any brats yet?
No brat. I had a walleye sandwich that was insane.
A fish sandwich.
Deep-fried walleye sandwich.
I mean, it's Friday in Wisconsin. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's a good point.
Literally a fish fry.
Yeah.
They do walleyes good, Chicago. That's just me doing your impersonation, Spiegel, of Dan McNeil, what I just did right there.
Amen. That's everyone's impersonation of Mac.
I know. That's exactly right. Well, it's kind of like everybody now does Will Ferrell's impression of Harry Carey, except you.
Don't
you
get me started on that. Yeah,
we wouldn't dare. It's Bears-Packers week, Grody. Focus.
For crying out loud, it is. And we got good news out here at Halas Hall. That's where I am. I'm in Lake Forest at Halas Hall while you guys are at the Brat Stop across the border. And I can tell you this. The good news out here is that Tevin Jenkins that's the bad news. Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright will be playing against the Packers. They were full participants in practice, although just a light practice today. So you get your left tackle and your right tackle back, which I don't have to give details on how important that is. Although, and I sort of gave it away, Tevin Jenkins' ankle injury will not play. Although Matt Eberflus did tell us, which he usually doesn't do, he did tell us that Ryan Bates will be the starter at left guard. So Jenkins is out because of that ankle injury. Still out is Karan Amagaji as far as depth on that line is concerned. And then the other important part of this team and wondering if he would be back, Montez Sweat. Practice in full today, guys, but he's down as questionable on the injury report, and Sweat eluded us today. So I have failed. I will have failed to bring you That's Montez again because he didn't want to talk to the media today.
What's your gut tell you if he plays?
I think he's playing. The vibe, Lawrence, that I got from Matt Eberflus when he was speaking to the collective media today, he was very positive about that. And typically, you know, you start to learn the rhythms of the head coach in year three. When he says that, when he doesn't sort of fuss over the question, it tells me that unless there is some sort of weird setback, that yes, Montez Sweat will give it a go despite the ankle injury. Hopefully, he's at full strength. You know, he wasn't at full strength in that game last week, and at times it showed. But when you have a running game like Green Bay does, and I know we talked about it a little bit, you know, led by Josh Jacobs, averaging 5 yards per carry, their third best rushing team in the NFL, and we know what it looked like without Montez Sweat a couple of weeks ago, at least you have his presence in there, even if he's not 100%.
Yeah, we probably haven't talked enough about that issue, because Montez is a huge factor against the run. And as you mentioned, Grody, he got banged up in the middle of that game last week and was limping and was not himself by the end of it. With no Andrew Billings, it's a big moment for Zach Pickens, who is going to start, right? But we're looking at a rotation there in the interior of the line with Byron Cowart, Chris Williams getting some play. Yeah. I'll just keep naming names. Jacob Hardy. Jacob Hardy's getting a lot of run. I don't know what happened to Daryl Taylor, but you know we're getting a lot of run from other guys there at the end.
Yeah, and we've seen those guys make some plays. You know, Chris Williams has had a couple of nice plays. I want to say he's had a couple of tackles for loss. I haven't seen enough from Zach Pickens this year, and unfortunately that's part of why we're seeing that rotation. Byron Cowart has been, you know, he's been fine in there as well, but I actually understand why they're doing a rotation. And I could just tell you too, Spiegel, since you brought up Daryl Taylor's name, he was limited in practice today. He's been dealing with a knee injury, but it looks like he is good to go, so you could probably throw him in there
okay.
in the rotation, but he'll more be going after the quarterback, obviously. But, yeah, they have a lot of guys that they're rotating right now because they haven't found that exact right combination yet. And you hope, too. You know, we didn't bring up Jervon Dexter's name. I keep bringing up his name because it feels like it's been a while since he's had, like, a big play or had a big effect on a game in general, and that's what they're waiting for out of Jervon Dexter.
Jacob Martin, by the way. Not Daniel Hardy. Jacob Martin is the guy I was talking about, Lawrence.
It's all good, man. We know where you were going.
Yeah, I wasn't upset or anything. I just wanted to clarify.
All right,
that's
good.
All. But
good
you
clarification.
For back, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I try. I try.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Speaks, I'll redeem you here because you, sir, asked a very good question yesterday during my Bears hit, and that was about Jaquan Brisker. And are we going to start to get some answers about him in terms of why was he still playing when he had a concussion, obviously, way back in week 5 against Carolina? That's how long Jaquan Brisker has been out, and those questions were starting to fly towards the direction of Matt Eberflus today on Jaquan Brisker. Take a listen.
With Jaquan, I know you're not obviously the person that supervises in-game concussion clearance and all those things, but when a guy is cleared to return to play in a game and then misses 2.5 months afterwards, what needs to be done with the process to create better safeguards?
Yeah, you know, I don't have that medical degree that you're looking for there, but I would say this, that it does happen. You know, I've seen it happen over the course where guys come in the next day and are you know, have symptoms when they didn't have it that day before. So again, we're still learning about a lot of these things and doing what's right. And I think the most important thing is the player's safety.
And he's somebody who football is so important to him. How do you try to help him through this where he can't do probably the thing in life he wants to do?
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's going to have to put that passion, you know, into, you know, study and, you know, once he feels good and, you know, stay inside of it. You know, stay inside football and stay in this growth in terms of the growth mindset and be able to study the game, look at the games. Look at our games, you know, our scheme and how we perform during the week, and I think that's how he can stay involved.
So the growth and the growth mindset, he's talking about him as a football player. I guess I was kind of hoping for a little more of talking about him as a person there.
Yeah, I appreciated the second part of that. The first part where he's trying to get his little jokey joke off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it considering how serious of a situation it is.
Yeah, I don't have a medical degree that you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it's like probably not the time to do your shtickle up there if you're Matt Eberflus. But the second part, trying to make sure that he stays engaged, trying to make sure that he doesn't drift, because a lot of times injured players are like ghosts in NFL locker room. So I'm glad that he's still been around, and I'm glad that he's still around the team. And I think that that approach that Eberflus is talking about is probably the correct one on stay engaged, stay inside the game, worry about getting better, get better, and we still want you to be a part of our team.
I wonder, Mark Grody, if they can do the kind of defensive game plan that they need to do in terms of the aggression to go after Jordan Love. His numbers against pressure are so much worse than his numbers without. You pressure him. I think it's like a 51 QB rating. I heard Mully and Haw talking about this morning. So without Brisker, can they blitz as much as they need to?
Yeah, you know, look, Elijah Hicks has done a pretty good job stepping in for him. He's no Jaquan Brisker, that's for sure. And there's a fear factor with Jaquan Brisker. I mean, Brisker now has a reputation. Like, he's a hard hitter, and that's probably why we're talking about him right now and why he has a concussion. But Hicks has done a pretty good job. I wouldn't mind seeing some of that. I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, the good old-fashioned dial-up Tremaine Edmonds right from the middle, too. I mean, I don't think we've seen a ton of that this year. We've seen some of it. And then, you know, Kyler Gordon, he's always licking his chops. He's been dialed up before and been good at it. So I would like to see some of that extra pressure coming from those ends, because you're just not getting it right now. Again, I hate that we're talking about this, but you're really not getting it from Montez Sweat or DeMarcus Walker or, you know, any of these guys that are supposed to go after the quarterback. So, yeah, the creativity needs to come back, and in particular against Jordan Love, who does get flustered.
God, I hope this coach is toast no matter what happens, man. That is just... The more I think about that answer, just the worse it is, and just there's so many reasons to want and assume that this guy will be gone. But you know, part of it is that they can't beat the Packers. Matt LaFleur is 10-0 against Green Bay. Groats, that's fun.
It's pretty incredible. And you know, we try to stir it up around here, get them talking about the Packers. Most of it is usually just in the time that I've been covering, you know, full time since 2018, but I've, you know, been following the Bears my whole life. Usually it's kind of disingenuous in terms of how they talk about it. The coaches, you know, typically not from here. They don't know the rivalry. They don't understand it. They start to learn it. Same deal with the players. Like, they all come from their own college rivalries, so it doesn't really get real until you've been around, I think, like a minimum of 3 or 4 years where you start to feel this rivalry. But I will tell you what, I think Flus was asked about all the badness, and that Pat Scales is the only person in that Bears locker room to have a W next to his name when it comes to playing against the Packers. I know. And I've got more for you guys in Nuggets, too. We're going to play little categories, if you don't mind, at the very end of this update. Yeah, I arranged a little something for you guys here. But you know, they've lost 10 in a row against Green Bay. And the question to Flus was, and he answered it, I was surprised by the way he answered it. He said, are you guys talking about that? Does that get you guys? Is that personal with you guys? Here's Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's not where we want it to be. You know, obviously the last 10, they've won the last 10, and that's been stated. And, you know, we're looking to change history. And that's an important thing that we rally around. And it's one game for us. You know, it's one game, but we understand where the history is, and we have to be better there, and we'll play on Sunday for 3 hours. And we're excited about this competition.
Give me a little bit of juice, no?
A lot of words.
They've got to change history. Like, that's an accurate statement by him.
Yeah, and it gets in their heads. They're talking about it.
That's the best we can do. It's an accurate statement
Accurate.
It is accurate. It reminds me one time years ago, I think the White Sox had made a trade for two young prospects, and we had Kevin Goldstein on. Remember him from Baseball Perspectives at the time? Said, Kevin, what can you tell about these prospects? He said, they're carbon-based life forms. Like, that was the answer.
Accurate.
Like, at least it was accurate. Like, Matt used words that made an accurate statement. Okay.
Yeah, so that was Flus. Luckily for you guys and the sake of the Bears report, that's it for Matt Eberflus. I have no more Matt Eberflus.
Who else you got?
Thanks, buddy.
I have our final customer today is Braxton Jones, because Matt Eberflus, Matt Eberflus, actually brought something up during his presser about cadence. And remember we were talking about, remember when the cadence was a big deal in training camp because they were trying to learn Caleb Williams and they thought that some of the issues that they were having when things looked bad in training camp were because of the cadence. So I asked Braxton Jones about that. And we're also going to get into with Braxton Jones within this cut here about the sacks that Caleb Williams has either been victimized by or taken because of his own fault. And let's hear how Braxton Jones answers all these questions. First on the cadence.
You know, earlier in the year, kind of can deal with being on the road or whatever it is, being loud. And you know, it's a whole bunch of moving pieces that are trying to be put together. You know, some guys have been here for multiple years. Some guys just got here and just showed up and trying to figure things out. So it just takes all 11 trying to get on the same page. And obviously this starts up front with the O-line and obviously with Caleb too, all of us being on the same page. But we all know we need to be a little bit better in that in those cases. And just being in unison, that's all it is, and just being better.
How do you guys get on the same page too with Caleb? In terms of sacks that may not be the offensive line's fault, some of it falls on him. How is that mix coming along?
Yeah, I mean, some of that I can't really speak on. You know, my profession isn't really playing quarterback. I just want to block as long as I can for Caleb, no matter what it is, and just trying to be consistent for him. So, you know, he's a young quarterback. I mean, this league is tough as a young rookie quarterback, so whatever he needs, I'll never put any blame on him. I know he's going through a lot, and I'm always there to protect him and try and, you know, keep him upright and do whatever we can. Obviously, you know, in terms of communication, it takes all 11. It takes the receivers. It takes the O-line. It takes the quarterback. It takes the tight ends. It takes the running backs. I mean, it's an all 11 thing, and we just need to be better in terms of communication, processing, getting up to the line quicker, and just being better.
Man, I like that dude.
That was extremely wholesome.
Yeah.
That was that you wanted that's what a great teammate sounds like.
I couldn't agree more, Lawrence. That's a great teammate, and that is a smart dude who is making quite a life for himself here in the NFL. Utah State, two-time first team all Big Sky. So, like, good career at Utah State, but here you are, fifth-round tackle, making a life for himself, and that's a professional answer. Good teammate answer.
Yeah, and I thought, too, in the midst of it, while clearly he's talking more about team and things like that, and he's not wanting to be too pointed or too critical of Caleb Williams, but he mentions the fact that he is a rookie quarterback that is learning, and he did mention the, hey, let's get in and out of the huddle quicker. Let's get up to the line. And all of that has to do with rhythm and timing, which the Bears offense has been lacking in a big way over the last 3 weeks, and in large part probably because of Caleb Williams.
Groats, we were talking about this earlier. We'd love to get your opinion on it. This stuff that you're talking about, this is operational. This is quarterback 101 stuff. Were the Bears perhaps a little too aggressive in thinking that Caleb had this stuff mastered when he walked in the door?
Yes.
And maybe didn't put an emphasis on it, and they were moving on to just, well, let's make this team a very competitive aerial attack.
I asked that exact question to my podcast partner on Take the North, Dan Wiederer. Did the Bears overestimate what Caleb Williams could handle when he walked in here? I think the answer is yes. And I think that that's the part where, while I support the move to fire Shane Waldron and get a new voice, you just had to because the offense reached really just pathetic lows. But I think that they collectively said when he came, this kid's different. He's you know, they bought into everything. Like all of us did. And I'm not saying he's not going to be a generational quarterback, but they bought into all of it. Look what this kid can do. He's different. He's advanced. He has the brain capacity to take all of this in and just let her rip. So they, to their credit to some degree, they treated him like an adult, and they treated him like what they thought to be a generational quarterback. But it's plain to me that they overestimated what he was going to be able to handle right away. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's the consensus now around the whole league. And so we're hoping that this week is a hard reset on that. It's an opportunity for Thomas Brown to dial it back to perhaps what it should be and give Caleb a chance to get comfortable in this league the way that you actually take care of a rookie quarterback to make him comfortable.
And I want to be clear. Go ahead, Speaks. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying a lot of us fell for it as well and got excited at the possibility of having our version of C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick from last year, you know? But they certainly fell for it, and that's more egregious than us.
Yeah, and I want to be really clear. I liked the fact that they were treating him like an adult veteran quarterback when he came in. I like that idea. Like, let's establish a downfield passing game right away. Let's let him make changes at the line of scrimmage. Let's let him play through those pains, and because ultimately that's going to be good for him, and ultimately that's who he is. So I did like a lot of that. All of that to say, I don't want to see drastic changes out of Caleb Williams and the offense on Sunday. And, you know, I mean, I understand the need for it. We talked about it. I think it was us that we were talking about it yesterday. Cole Kmet, you know, maybe let's 7 or 8, 9 catches for 60 to 70 yards and maybe a touchdown. Like, I'm down with some of that, but I don't want to see him go away from taking chances downfield and doing a lot of the things that we've seen him at least trying to do, but add in some slam dunks along the way.
All right, let's play some categories then. Let's go.
Okay, well, let me all right. Let's do it, everybody. The Bears back-to-back games without a touchdown since 2004. In the year 2004, the Bears started four. That'd be Lovie Smith, right? The Bears started four different quarterbacks in the year 2004. Oh. Would y'all like to take a crack at that?
I would.
I know you would.
I'm going to go with Chad Hutchinson.
Ding, 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 ding. That is a yes.
Jeff George.
No Jeff George.
Craig Krenzel.
Craig Krenzel.
Hell yeah, Craig Krenzel.
Krenzel.
All right. All right.
All right, all right, all right.
We got two
all
more.
All right, all right.
Two more.
Rex Grossman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jonathan Quinn.
Jonathan
it's my
Quinn.
Turn.
Hold on a second, Shane.
We didn't go in any order.
Yeah, we did.
No, we really
didn't.
We didn't
go in any order. No,
Shane went, then Shane went, and then Tanny went, and then you went. That was
yeah, but we don't know where Tanny is in the order. He's not here physically. We don't know where he is. So
Tanny,
that means free for all.
As we know historically, Tanny is wherever he wants in the order.
Yeah.
Hey, don't put this on me. I didn't jump ahead of someone. I just went in order.
Yeah, you jumped ahead of Lawrence actually.
I'm fine.
Lawrence, weren't you covering the team those years?
What was it like covering Jonathan Quinn, by the way?
I've said this before and I'll say this again. I take a lot of pride in respecting what athletes do. I have never seen a more scared football player than Jonathan Quinn.
Oh, man.
I feel he was
clearly not here to play quarterback. He came in.
What was he here for?
He was here to be like the third quarterback on the team, be the clipboard guy, help teach the offense. That's what. And when he got, like, you talk about a guy shivering to go out there and play football. It is the most scared I've ever seen a football player being at playing football.
I feel bad
about that.
That's
what it was like covering Jonathan Quinn.
He was such a fraud because I remember, Lawrence, I remember the coverage. The coverage was Jonathan Quinn's going to help out with this offense because he came from Kansas City, right? So,
yes,
oh, yeah,
he was
man,
Terry Shea's guy.
Yeah.
And so he was supposed to know the offense, and he was there to help Rex and everyone else kind of learn this offense and all of these things. He was not there to play, and he was forced to play, and he was not, and he was like the nicest guy, like a real sweetheart for us to deal with. Terrified when he got out there on the field.
Excellent impromptu game of categories, Mark Grody. Any other nuggets or
David Terrell was on that team. Anthony A-Train was on that team. Yes. Justin Gage was on that team. I just love just reminiscing about old Bears names. So,
by the way, the game's not over yet because there was another Bear that year that threw a pass. Wasn't a
what?
Quarterback.
Brian Urlacher threw a pass that year, didn't he?
Paul Edinger.
Oh, Paul.
Did Brian Urlacher throw a pass in his career? I don't remember
he did.
That.
He did. He threw
Let
one.
Me look that up.
Wow. Do you remember that, Lawrence?
I like them French fried potatoes.
Yeah, it's good to have fun with names.
If I don't remember that Urlacher threw a pass in the NFL, I'm taking a couple Bears away from myself.
You're at 14 Bears, right?
I'm at 14 Bears. Yeah, I'll take two. I'm getting way too close to 10.
Speeds is correct. In 2002, Brian Urlacher threw a pass. It was incomplete.
So he threw two passes. He passed the ball, and then he passed on the vaccine?
You know, and then he made a pass at Paris Hilton. So three passes.
They were together.
Oh, yeah. Well, it worked.
He lives like right here.
Is he in D.C. now with Kennedy? Yeah.
Shane talking smack.
He might be. I would not be surprised to see him have a role in the new administration.
Hey, Groats, can I share a moment with you? Share a little.
Yeah, who else threw a pass? You want to take some more Bears away from me? Go ahead, Spiegel. Go ahead. Did Roosevelt Colvin throw a pass? Did Warwick Holdman throw a pass at some point in time?
I didn't realize this somehow. Dan Pompey's piece was great this week about the many Bears-Packers overlap. The Packers personnel boss in the 60s who acquired many of the great Hall of Fame Packers was a guy named Jack Vanisi. And Jack grew up near Wrigley Field. He was a classmate of Muggs Hallis back in the day. And Jack's little brother, Jerry Vanisi, was a Packers ball boy before eventually becoming the GM of the Bears who put the 85 team together.
Along with Jim Finks, yes.
Yes, sir. I never knew that Jerry Vanisi's older brother was the Packers personnel boss that put the Hall of Fame team together.
That's incredible. No, that's good, man. You just got yourself another Bear. You earned a Bear. I'm not taking away any Bears for myself because I can't afford to at this point. But I'll say
I don't get an extra Bear for Paul Edinger throwing a pass in 2004.
You looked it up, though, Lauren. Didn't
Give
you look
Lawrence
it
half
up?
A bear.
Or did you know that?
I knew
did you know that.
That?
I knew it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was weird that he threw one.
Yeah, error me. You just that's a
although
bear
I should hand. Probably I should probably check that now. I'm gonna check it.
I'm going to give myself.
Let me check it real quick and make sure I got
that
right.
Okay, well, do that.
Maybe it was 2002 as well.
I will tell you, while you're looking that up, I'm going to tell you my favorite name on the 2004 Chicago Bears. He was a safety. His name was Todd Johnson, the greatest Bears name ever.
I was right. Paul Edinger threw one pass that year.
I think the greatest Bears name ever. I
got to take a Bear away.
Okay.
Because it was intercepted.
It was intercepted.
Oh. That's why I remember it.
You're back
That's
even,
why
buddy.
I remember it because it was like, I remembered it being stupid.
The greatest Bears name ever.
I'm back to three
is
Bears.
Is the former punter who just signed with the 49ers. He's back in the NFL, Mr. Piatt O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
Mega punt. That's what they used to chant for him at camp.
Mm-hmm. He's now he's back in the NFL. Well, this has really been useful, I think, these last three or four minutes.
I actually think this was great.
Yeah.
I adored it. Any other nuggets we need to know, Groats, before Bears-Packers week?
There is the 10 in a row, but not just that. They've lost 25 out of the last 28. The current streak matches the longest run by either team, matching a run by Green Bay from 1994 to 1998. Can you name all of the Bears players on the 1994 team? No, that was actually the Bears actually won a playoff game in 1994.
Armstrong.
Oh, Trace. Yeah. You just got yourself two Bears back, man.
Yeah.
That is so good in so many ways. You just dominated the Bears scale. That is really good, Lawrence. That is really good. Trace Armstrong, who, by the way, for all you youngsters out there, a really good player. A really good player of the NFL.
Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark Grody. You're the best.
Bye, guys. Bears.
See you, man.
Bears indeed.
We got more stuff for you here on the Spiegel and Holmes show, including our guy Matt Bowen. Both of us heard this yesterday and said, you know, this needs to come back.
Yeah, if you're a Bears fan and you're like, I need someone to get me ready for this game, boy, do we have something for you. That's next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Matt Bowen is the best in the business.
But I always said when
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I played for the Packers this week. I think it had more meaning, even though it's just one win or one loss throughout the course of the season. It had more meaning because I thought the preparation time was different. Obviously, the energy in the stadium was much different. Back in time, playing against the Bears, for me, it was like playing against your childhood. So the night before, I drank a bunch of coffee during meetings. I drank a bunch of Gatorade because I wanted to be hydrated for the football game. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I completely wet my bed.
That's how much the Bears-Packers game meant for Matt Bowen as a Packer.
Unbelievable.
And then he went on to tell the rest of that story that's even more incredible of him being locked out of the hotel in Rantoul in a towel.
Incredible stuff from Matt Bowen. Just a beautiful guy to share all of that. But then he really got down to business and gave us an incredible rundown of what Thomas Brown should do for Caleb Williams and the Bears with the game plan on Sunday.
It was magnificent stuff. Sorry, Tanny, I stepped on that. Magnificent stuff from Bowen. And if you needed like to feel what it's like to be in a meeting room,
yeah,
or what you hope a meeting room feels like, allow Matt Bowen to take you inside there.
Well, I agree with simplifying. I think the best football teams at any level are simple. They don't get too complex. They put their players in a position where they can play fast and play loose, okay? Because if you can't do that, you're going to struggle, especially in the offensive side of the ball, which is much more structured. You got to remember this. Defensive football is read your keys and play fast and go tackle and go take away the football. Now, it's obviously a little bit more complicated than that, but offense is so much more structured because you need 11 guys to do the same thing every time. So I believe in simplifying it and doing it in ways. I posted it on social earlier this week, kind of like a checklist, so to say, for a new offensive coordinator. The first thing I said was get more numbers in the box for the run game. To get more numbers. Now, you can do that in multiple ways, and you can be creative doing that. Obviously, you can add two tight ends. We all know that. Obviously, you can add a fullback if you wanted to. We know that. If you look at some of the great running teams, San Francisco, the LA Rams, how they disguise that, how they motion in a wing or motion in a wide receiver and insert him into the front to get an extra number. Get someone to climb to the Mike linebacker to create a running lane for DeAndre Swift. Simple things like that you can do, but you're going to have to do it because that's the first thing I would do. As a new coordinator, I'd find a way to run the football. 100% find a way to run the football, be efficient running the ball, and set up my young quarterbacks. The first thing I would do would be to get extra numbers in the run game. The second thing, engineer more wide receiver separation. You're not seeing enough. You're just not. Right now, the Bears run too many routes in a straight line. Okay, do you know what I mean by that? So if you're running in a straight line, it's easier to cover, much easier to cover. If you're running a crossing route in a straight line, much easier to cover. More stems within the routes. More clear and replace concepts. Clear and replace, what does that mean? I'm going to run off a safety. I'm going to create a window. I'm going to bring in an in-breaker behind it. It's a defined read for the young quarterback. He can hit the back foot and absolutely hammer the ball to the middle of the field. Are you going to see more man this week? You might. Because last week, New England ran 27 snaps of man coverage against the Bears. The most in the league. Now, Green Bay is not a top 10 team in terms of man percentage, but they might be this week. This is what they saw on tape. So what are your man coverage answers? More picks routes, right? Get guys loose. Create immediate separation so the ball comes out quicker. The next one was incorporate more max protection. Again, simple, right? Keep a running back in. Keep a tight end in. I don't care if you only have two guys running a route down the field. I don't care at this point. Because if you can scheme it right, you'll have an opportunity to take a throw down the field, hit the second level, and guess what? Later, your running back will check out. And you always tell your quarterback, guess what? You always have a check down. You always have it. If it's not there, you take the check down underneath. We go on to the next play. The next one I had was have four play action concepts you really like that marry the exact action you see in the running game. So they both look the same and have three screens ready off of those same looks. Okay, again, not very complicated. And the last one I had was to run a trick play. And everyone says, oh, you can't run trick plays. Not on Sundays. Well, the Lions do it all the time. Okay, and what it means is as a coordinator or play caller, don't be too proud to run a gadget play. Don't be too proud to get that on tape because now you're going to set yourself up for later in the football game and it's the next week and the week after that. And that was just a kind of a simple checklist. It can be simple. If you can do that stuff and be efficient and execute it, then you can compete with the Packers on Sunday. You can be in a position late in the football game because you have a good defense to win the game. And that's the point of all this. I've been listening to stuff all week. We all have. We've all had our own opinions on what the Bears are going through with the coaching change, losing three games in a row. That all kind of starts to go away when you win a football game. So that is your number one goal this week. It's not the drama outside or inside Halas Hall. It's what can we do from a coaching perspective to put a very talented roster, which the Bears have, in a position to win this football game. That is our number one priority this week.
And then he ended his hit with us with Go Bears. You can tell, like, what I love is, you know, I spend a lot of time around Matt. I've seen him with his kids, his players, and I've seen what he's like around them.
I got to go do that, man. Got to go watch him at a practice or a game or something.
This was as close to that as he's ever been on the radio. You can tell that he's frustrated. You can tell that he's like, guys, it's not that hard. Here's a simple way to simplify what it is that you're doing. And you could hear, like, the passion, like, rise up as he's talking about this. The idea of what coaching football is all about, it is in that 3 minutes of what you heard from Matt Bowen.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Before we get out of here, Lawrence, I was thinking about two preseason statements made by two different Bears and how much they were celebrated and how ridiculous they both seem now. And so I crunched the numbers just to check which one is more ridiculous.
All right. I am intrigued by this. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, you had to, hey Montez, you had to go check with the chairman. His name's George. Ask him how he feels about losing to the Packers.
I'm sure that George gave Montez Sweat a urinal cake with the Packers logo on it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those, wow. You look around the area and you'll find out where George has been dining.
Well, do something about it then, you know? They have to do something about it.
Lawrence, I heard that this morning.
You didn't know that George was like a crazy meatball?
I did, but I didn't know he gives out Packers urinal cakes.
Yeah. George is like, George takes a Packers game. Like he doesn't say Packers, the team up north, like that's how he refers to them.
Yeah, but the urinal cakes?
Yeah.
Lawrence, why was I not aware that George hands out Packers urinal cakes? And why don't I have one?
I mean, I know a guy. I might be able to get you some.
Oh, dude, let's do it. Let's do it. The fact that you can go to restaurants and see, oh, George must eat here.
Yeah.
I know this is one of George's places by the urinal cakes.
Here's the thing about George. He's another one that, like, I actually, like, if you spend any time with George,
yeah,
he's so likable. Like, he's very earnest. And I remember when I covered the team every day, George was working in the ticket office back then. And he'd go on the road, and you'd see him, like, legitimately with fans, like, talking to fans on the road about the team. So he cares in a way that's difficult to quantify. But, yeah, he's all into that.
Incredible.
That like, petty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to it.
I did know that, but the simple fact of the urinal cakes is what was new to me, and I just – I kind of love it.
Speaking to of new to you,
yes.
You want to tell everyone what happened while we were in break?
Oh,
what
well,
we found out?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What we found out while we were in break is that Brian Urlacher's pass that he threw in the NFL was to the attempted wide receiver Patrick Manley on a trick play on 4th and 4, and Manley was open, and Urlacher threw it behind him, and both your guy Reed Jack Silverstein. And our guy, Patrick Manley, alerted us to this during the last 10 minutes,
yeah.
Which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Patrick sent us the whole video.
He's got it. He had it on the phone.
It could have been his greatest moment.
Seriously. You're Pat Manley, and you were about to catch a pass in the NFL. Right up until
you talk about 100% tell.
Yeah.
If you're the defense and you're like, wait a minute. What's Manley doing out here as an eligible receiver?
How about what's Urlacher doing in the backfield?
Right, right. You see all of those things, and you go, alert, alert, something's up.
All right, so I've been holding on to this since after the game on Sunday when I had the thought, and so I looked it up. Which one of these Bears statements from August looks dumber?
Okay.
Ready? First, there was DJ Moore, who talked about he and Keenan and Rome all going for big yards on this season.
We all eat, you know. I feel like it's going to be a race to 1,000 between the receivers in the room, so it should be amazing.
Yeah, race to 1,000. Ja'Marr Chase is racing to 1,000. He has 981 yards.
And he has a prolific passing game.
DJ Moore has 398.
Well, that's going to make that race a little bit more difficult.
He's on pace for 751.
Okay.
On the season. Okay. Keenan Allen has 241 yards.
That's going to be a lot harder for him to get to 1,000.
He's on pace for 455. The leading receiver on the Bears is Rome Odunze with 414. He's on pace for 782.
We're on pace. In a career?
You know what's funny?
In a career?
Oh, that's good.
I thought about that this morning.
Yeah.
Like the indignance of...
In a career?
The amount of yards that Johnny Morris had in his career.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, well, wait a minute.
Well, Rome's got 414. He's well on his way.
In a career? Then there,
yeah, exactly. I like Shane's impression even better than Rome's actual voice. And then there was this one. Remember when the Bears drafted Tory Taylor and Caleb texted him? Tory Taylor told us all about it.
Caleb just texted me before saying, hey, you're not going to punt too much here, which is great, but...
You're not going to punt too much. What did he punt, 9 times last week?
9.
He's tied for 6th in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
In the number of punts. And among those who've played 9 games, he's 2nd. He's 2nd in the NFL among all punters who've played only 9 games. Would anybody like to take a crack at the team that has punted more than the Bears, who's only played 9 games? I'll help you. It's the Cleveland Browns.
I was going to say the Jets or Jacksonville.
Cleveland has 5 more punts. Their punter is a guy named Corey Bajorquez. Corey Bajorquez. He has a better net, by the way. More than 3 yards better of a net than Tory Taylor.
Was he drafted in the 4th round?
I don't believe so, Shane.
He probably wasn't drafted at all.
Which leads me to think, would I rather have Corey Bajorquez and a 4th round guard on this team?
Tackle.
Or tackle?
Yes.
Or center?
Yes.
Or would I rather have Tory Taylor?
Now, Tory Taylor has been a weapon.
Sure. But Corey Bajorquez, Lawrence.
Let me ask you this question. If you watched last night's game,
okay,
you'd rather have Darnell Wright or
Jalen Carter? Yeah, he was pretty good last night.
He's been pretty good all season.
He was pretty good. I think I'd rather have Corey Bajorquez myself.
Okay, that's a good choice by you.
We had a lot of fun there at the end of our Bears-Packers Friday here at the Brat Stop. This place is absolutely amazing, and it's been an incredible day for all of us here at 670 The Score. I got to say, Rich Wyatt as the engineer all damn day.
Yeah.
Connor O'Donnell doing the video feed all damn day. And Eric, the promotions intern.
Then Eric, the other promotions guy.
Eric and Eric.
Eric, the sales guy.
Eric, the sales guy. I mean,
Erics.
They throw the Erics at you. Incredible work.
I'll spell it differently.
But no.
Do they? Well, 2 of them spell it differently.
But they all did a great job. The Score staff did a great, great job.
Thanks to Ziegler, Subaru, Kenosha. Thanks to Pottawatomie for having us out here. The Brat Stop's awesome. We appreciate you. I'll be at Rally House with Layla tomorrow morning. 8 until 10. That's going to be a lot of fun. This was great. Thank you for all of the support and love that you show this show. We will try to repay that debt on Monday, and hopefully it'll be after a Bears win, because if not, God help us all. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll see you on Monday at 2.
Listen, of course it feels great. I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. So, like, I just, you know, I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer, and, you know, so it feels real good. I'm just proud of them. I really am.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.